Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Yud Ches. We are holding on daf Yud Zayinim, base 8 lines from the end of the page at Tanu Rabbanan. Today's year is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Leila Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha, Allah Shalom. It's also sponsored by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and captives. And it is also sponsored by Alan and Chaya Rothman in honor of the wedding this evening of their daughter Leah to Yonatan Kurtz, my Talmud Mazel Tov to Leah's uncle, David Landerer, Dr. David Landerer, his wife and children, and the entire Mishpacha. They should all have much nachas. So we thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding, again, 8 lines from the end of the page on Daf, Yud Zayin Amud Beis. So the Gemara is going to discuss the question of Basar Me'ikara Azlin or Basar Tavra Mana Azlin, which means that if an animal steps on a kli but doesn't break it, the kli then shoots out somewhere else and doesn't break something else, it itself breaks somewhere else, meaning the animal didn't kick the kli, stepped on it, but the kli jumped, it moved somewhere else, and it broke that somewhere else. So do we assume that that is similar to tsroros, or do we assume that's similar to regular regel? Because the kli he stepped on broke, but it broke somewhere else. So that's going to be the shaila. The Gemara is going to bring a couple of three rayas, rather, to try to be poshet that shaila. Then the Gemara is going to discuss, does it pay megufo or minaliyah? Meaning we know that when a shartam pays chatzinezek, it's chatzinezek megufo, that the value that you pay can't exceed the value of the animal that was mazik. So is that just a rule whenever you pay chatzinezek that it always has that limitation of megufo? Or is that just by shartam? But chatzinezek soros is regel, and regel pays minaliyah. Minaliyah means that you got to pay from the idish of nechasim, and that there is no limit of, there's no maximum limit. Whatever the obligation is, the obligation is. Then the Gemara on Amud Beis is going to spend some time on the issue of yesh ha'adah al-tsroros or ein ha'adah al-tsroros. If an animal damages through tsroros several times, so do we assume that it then becomes a mu'ad to the point that it pays nezek shalem? Meaning we know by keren, if a shar tam gores enough times, it becomes a shar mu'ad. So what about by regel, the chati nezek case of regel, which is tsroros, where an animal keeps on having tsroros, so do we assume that it becomes a muad to have tsroros? So the Gemara is going to have three rayas, whether yesh ha'adah al tsroros or ein ha'adah al tsroros. Okay, so let's begin 8 lines from the end of the page on daf yud zayin beis. We are at Tanu Rabbanan. So the Brisa says Tanu Rabbanan tarnagolim shoyim mechatin bechevel dili. If tarnagolim were pecking away at a rope that was tied to a kli, v'nifsak hachevel v'nishpara dili, and therefore the rope got snapped, and the kli that was attached to it, the bucket that was attached to that rope, now broke. So Mishalman Nezek Shalem, the Bailam of that Tarnagol has to pay Nezek Shalem because it has a din of Regel, since it's normal for a Tarnagol to be pecking away at something. So we don't view that as Tsroros, we view that as direct damage, as regular Regel, so you're going to have to pay Nezek Shalem. So now the Gemara raises a Shaila, Bai Rava, Dorsa Al Kli, Velo Shibarto. What if an animal was trampling on a kli and it did not break, v'niskalgel l'makom acher v'nishbar, but then it went to somewhere else, the kli rolled somewhere else and it broke there? So mahu, how do we view that nezek? Basar me'ikara azlinan v'gufehu, do we view that as at the point of impact where the animal came in contact with the kli and the animal was in direct contact with this kli itself, and therefore it should be chayiv nezek shalem just like regel, because the kli that broke was the kli that the animal hit? Or maybe no, you look at where the kli broke, and the kli broke nowhere near the animal. So that's like mikocho, that's kocho, that's tsroros, and therefore you should only pay chatzi nezek and not nezek shalem. Tosa says, well, maybe we could bring a raya from our Mishnah. The Mishnah said that what's the case where you pay nezek shalem is darsa al kli vishibarto, that you pay nezek shalem, that if you stepped on the kli and you broke the kli that you stepped on, you pay nezek shalem. So it sounds like only if you broke it right then and there in the spot where the animal stepped on it, that's when you pay nezek shalem, implying that if we were in niskalgel l'makom acher, you'd only pay chatzi nezek. So it also says it would be a great diuk if not for the fact that you'd have the opposite diuk from the hemshech of the Mishnah, because the Mishnah then says that that the case where you pay chatzi nezek is that broke a shard of that broken kli hit another kli and broke it somewhere else. For that second kli, you pay chatzi nezek. Well, why do you have to come up with such a case to pay chatzi nezek? Just say that this very kli itself broke somewhere else, and therefore you'd pay chatzi, and in that case you'd pay chatzi nezek. So the diuk to make from there would be that in our case you'd pay nezek shalin. So that's why you have opposite diukim to make from the Mishnah, and that's why we have the shaila. That's why it's a bayi Rava. That's why Rava wasn't sure what the halacha is. So says Gemara, let's try to bring rayas. So raya number one, tifshut lemi de Rava. Maybe we can answer Rava's shaila from a teaching of Rava. Da amar Rava, zara kli miro shagag. If a person throws a kli off of a rooftop, uba acher shvaro b'ma, and someone is comes and breaks it with a stick as it's on its way down. So in yeshiva, when we learned this, it was always a baseball bat because we're Americans, so that's what it is. But it's a stick, right? He comes and he breaks it with a makel. You have someone, so there was someone standing on the bottom after the kli was thrown off the roof, and he, instead of waiting for the impact with the ground, he hits it on its way down and breaks it on its way down. So Pater, the guy who broke it is Pater. And the guy who threw it initially is chayiv damin lei, because we tell the balakli manetvira tavar that he broke an already broken kli from the moment it was thrown off the roof. It was already broken, meaning it's already good as broken, because you know that it's going to break, and therefore we have to be mechayiv the zorek, and we're not mechayiv the person who was actually shover the kli. What does that have anything to do with us? So you see from Rabba that we view what happens in the end as if it happened already. Already in the beginning, that since the kli was destined to be broken when it upon impact with the ground, we view it as if the guy who threw it off the rooftop had broken it right then and there when he threw it off the rooftop. So in the case of Rava Safek also, from the time that the animal was doris on the kli, it's already considered broken, and therefore we should be mechayev the bailim nezek shalim like regel, and not chati nezek like tsroros, because the drisa itself was done by the goof of the behema and not by the koach of the behema, and we look at where the point of impact was that was ultimately going to break this. Now, Tosfos points out over here, this din of Zorei Kli and someone else comes with a stick and breaks it on its way down is only in that case where the thing that broke was the very item that the fellow threw off of the roof. What if, though, there was a Kli on the ground and someone threw a rock off of the roof that was going to smash the Kli on the ground, and as that rock was heading toward the Kli, someone else came and just smashed the Kli with a stick? So in that case, Tosa says, you're going to be, the Zorek is going to be Pater. We only say Manatvira Tavar, that it's already a Manatvira from the Shazrika, when he threw the actual Kli itself, not when he threw something that was then going to that was then going to break the Kli. So the Tosa says that it's that in that case it's Pashut that the Shover is going to be Chayiv and not the Zorek. And how does he know that? He says, because otherwise, if a behema was matis tsroros on a kli and broke it, we should have been mechayiv nezek shalim also, as if it was shover migufo. Meaning, we're making this equation, we're comparing it to a case of tsroros. So, what would the equivalent of that case? Meaning, we're viewing the zorek as the chicken that, or the animal that that is sending something, that is shooting something out. So if the Zorek and Evan, that's the equivalent of a regular case of Tsroros, where an animal is Zorek and Evan, and it breaks a Kli somewhere else. And in that case, by a case of Tsroros, you don't pay Nezek Shalim, so it must be that there's such a Chiluk, that if you're Zorek a Kli itself, it's viewed as if the Kli is already broken, and the Shover is, the guy who breaks it on the bottom is Pater. But if you're Zorek and Evan on a Kli, then we don't view it as if it's already broken, and until the time that it's actually broken. So if someone else comes and breaks it in the interim, he's the one that's actually breaking it. That is Shitas HaTosfos. The Yam Shel Shlomo and the Ktsos point out that the Rush disagrees with Tosfos, because the Rush writes that if a behema was Matis Tsroros in a Rishus HaRabim and it damages in a Rishus HaYachid, we should be Mechayiv Midin Tsroros, even though regular is Potter Rishus HaRabim, and the animal is walking in a Rishus HaRabim, but the damage happened in a Rishus Rishus Yachid, and the Koveya is the Makom where the damage happened. And he said that even the Gabe Doris Alakli, and then it was Niskalgel, and it broke, we paskin la halacha, that the Koveya is the Shas Asiyas HaNezek, and therefore it's considered Keniske Gufa, and not Keniske Tsroros. But by Hitiza Rishus Rabim, the Ezekiel Rishus Yachid, the din is different, because it says Ubir Bistei Acher, and over here, the beer happened b'chatzar anizik. The actual destruction happened b'chatzar anizik. So what you see from the Rush is that he compares the two cases to each other. That even though in our sugya the animal was matzah, the kli itself, even though and the other sugya it was tsroros on the kli that was being matzah, and yet the Rush compares the two, being matzah the kli itself and being matzah tsroros on the kli. It must be he doesn't hold of the chiluk that Tosfos made between being zorik the kli itself and being zorik in even on the kli. So that's what the Ketzos points out, that the Rush disagrees with the with Tosfos over here. So anyway, the Gemara thought it had a pretty good raya, that here you see that if a guy throws a kli off of a roof, we look at the shasrika, and therefore he's going to be the guy who throws it off the roof is going to be chayv nezek shalim, even though he's not the one that actually ended up breaking it. So that's a pretty good raya that pasur mei karazlinan, that we look at where the original point of impact was, and where the original mazik came in contact with it, and not where the nezek actually happened. So says Mar, you're right. L'rabba pshitale, the rabba mibayale. According to Rabba's teaching about throwing a kli off of a gag, it is pashut. But Rabba wasn't sure that we paskin that way. Rabba wasn't sure about the whole kli mirosh agag business. So that's why Rabba raised this shayla, because Rabba wasn't so sure that this is in fact true. The Rif paskins like Rabba that zori kli mirosh agag, and even though Rava's masupuk about it, the suffix of Rava is not motzi midei the vadai of Rabba, meaning the Gemara says l'Rava mibayile, not that Rava disagreed, but Rava wasn't sure. But Rabba pshitale, so when you have one shita that knows for sure and the other shita that says maybe, so we're going to paskin that the din is in fact true. And in addition to that, Rava was a Talmud of Rabba, so we're going to paskin like Rava anyway over Rava. So that's why the Rif paskins like Rabba over here. So anyway, so that was one raya, and the raya actually worked, but only if you assume that Rabba's correct. So Tashema says, well, let's try another raya. We have a braisa. Hidus ena muad, v'yesha moreza muad. That if a tarnagol breaks a kli by jumping on the kli, so it's not considered a muad, and therefore it doesn't pay nazik shalem, but yesham that it is a muad. So hidus al kadaitach, what you think that if the tarnagol is dancing on a kli and breaks it, he's that the Bible is not going to pay nazik shalem? That's what tarnagolim do. It's not a shinoi at all. It's regel. It's just regel. Elalav, it must be, what is the case where they're arguing about? Hidus v'hitis. It's that the animal was jumping on the kli, and through that a piece of the kli came out, shot out somewhere else, was in the skaldil to somewhere else, and it broke there. It broke in that, meaning our case, our shaila, where this kli that the animal came in contact with broke, but not where the animal came in contact with it, rather somewhere else. Bahakam iflagi, and the machlokas is as follows: the mar savar basar mei karazlinan, umar savar basar tavar manazlinan. That the shita of the yesh omrim is that it's a muad to pay nezek shalem, because we look at the point of impact where it came in contact with the mazik. So from the moment the tarnagol is matiz the kli, it's already considered broken, even though it's not yet actually physically broken until it gets to that somewhere else. So that's why pay nezek shalem, because it just broke it begufo. Whereas the tanakamu, who holds that it's not a muad, says we view it at the shas shvira sekli, and at that time the tarnagol wasn't in contact with it anymore. That was only mikocho, so that has a din of tsraros, someone would pay chati nezek. So says more low. The Brisa is not talking about the Ukimta we just made in the Brisa, that it's talking about a case where a tarnagol jumped on the kli and the kli shot out somewhere else and broke somewhere else. That is not in fact the case. Behitis troros. No, the case is that the animal jumped on the kli broke to pieces, and a piece of the kli shot out somewhere else and broke something else. Ubaplukta the Sumchus Rabban Kamifli, and the whole machlokas, whether it's Chatzi Nezek or Nezek Shalem, is simply the machlokas Sumchus and the Rabbanan, whether troros pays Nezek Shalem or Chatzi Nezek. So Tashema says, says Gemara, let's try to bring a third raya. Tarnagolim shayim mechatim bechevel duli. The brisa we mentioned at the very beginning of the shir. You have tarnagolim that are pecking away at a rope that's attached to a duli. V'nifsak hachevel v'nishbar duli. And therefore the rope snaps and the duli breaks. So mishal nezek shalim. The bailim of the tarnagol pays nezek shalim. Shema mina basmei karaz linan. So you see from there that we view what happens eventually as if it happened initially. And therefore from the time the tarnagol was being menaker the chevel and he snapped the chevel, it's as if he broke the duli itself. And therefore you chayv nezek shalim, just like any damage that animal does begufa, and not chatzi nezek like tzroros. In the Sefer Lechem Abirim, he raises the question, how could we possibly say that if you view the tchilas ha-maisa, it's as if the tarnagol broke the duli begufo and you chayiv nezek shalem. Even at the tchilas ha-maisa over here, the tarnagol did not come in contact with the duli at all. He only came in contact with the chevel. He was only pecking away at the rope. So he didn't do the nezek begufo. The whole thing was bekocho. So therefore, we should view it like niske tzroros, and the fact that he pays nezek shalem on the duli must just be assuming like sumchus that you pay nezek shalim on tzroros, because the whole thing can't be more than tzroros. He never came in contact with the item that broke. He was the animal just broke the rope, but we're not talking about how much he's going to pay for the rope. We're talking about paying for the kli, and we're saying that you're paying nezek shalim for the kli. So Lechem Abirim doesn't understand the comparison over here. This whole thing seems like tzroros. So he says, no, what you have to say is that when you have a rope attached to a kli, we view that as one unit. And therefore, it's ki'ilu, he was jumping on the kli itself. I mean, the rope and the kli that it's tied to are viewed as a single unit, as a single kli. You wonder, in other areas of halacha, do we say that? Someone asked me a shayla in the Beis Medrash the other day. A guy is newly married, and he's going through Hilchos Nida, so he wants to know if you have, I don't know if people don't use these anymore, but if you have earbuds that have a wire attached to it, can he listen in one earbud and his wife in the other earbud? So I just said, invest in some AirPods. But you know, is that considered that they're that like you're passing one kli to another? So I recall that Rav Avadya Yosef has a tshuva or maybe it's just in Taras Habayis, where he discusses an old wire phone. You know, the phone that, so if you can you pass to Ishto Nida, can you pass the phone just by holding the wire and the wife picks up the receiver? Do you view it as if it's one item or two items? So he said, that's two items. One is the rope that it's attached to, and the other is the receiver at the end. So I thought you could make a dimyon between these cases. But according to Lechem Abirim over here, that when you have a rope attached to a kli, it's all one item. Yeah, at least in Hilchos Nezikin, maybe you can make a tzushtel between the cases. He told me that he asked Rav Neuberger what the psak is, and Rav Neuberger said it's mutter, and he said why? So Rav Neuberger said because we don't make up our own isurim. it's not us, so it's mutter. So okay, good. So the Gemara is trying to bring a raya from the Tarnagol case that Shema Mina Basamei Karaz Linan. So says Gemara, no, you think we're talking about paying Nezek Shalim on the Dli? Tirguma Achevel. No, the Brisa when it says Meshalim Nezek Shalim is talking about the rope itself, and that of course the animal broke very directly by pecking away at it. So says Gemara Achevel Meshunahu, but it wouldn't pay Nezek Shalim for that anyway, because that would be keren, since it's unusual for an animal to eat a rope. So says Gemara, Dematus Belisha. The Brisa must be talking about that the rope had dough all over it, and the tarnagol was just pecking away at the dough that was attached to the rope, which is not Mishuna at all. But how can you say it's all about the rope? The Brisa says that the bucket that was attached to the rope broke. So it must be that Mishal Menezek Shalim is on the bucket and not on the rope. And therefore, we can, in fact, be poshet Rav Safek. So because of that kasha, the Gemara says, no, let's we misunderstood the whole thing. Ella sumchusi, damr tzoros nezek shalim b'shalim. The Brice is assuming like the sheet of sumchus that tzoros always pays nezek shalim. And therefore you cannot be poshet rav safek from the Brice, because even if sumchus holds that we follow the shas shvira sakli, and you view it like Sroros, it would still pay Nezek Shalim. So you can't bring a raya from the fact that you're paying Nezek Shalim that it's Basar Meikar Azlinan, because even if it's Basar Tavraman Azlinan, according to Sumchus, you're going to pay Nezek Shalim. So says Mari E Sumchus, yeah, but if it's going like Sumchus, that you always pay Nezek Shalim and Sroros, Ema Seifa, why then does the Seifa say that Nitas Mimenu Shever, that if a piece of the broken Dali goes and shoots out, V'nafala Al Kli Acher Ushvara, and then hits another Kli and breaks it, Alarisha Mashalim Nezek Shalim, on the original Dali, you pay Nezek Shalim, V'ala Achron, and on the Kli that was broken by a broken piece of that original Dali, you pay Mashalim Chatzin Nezek, you only pay Chatzin Nezek, V'Sumchus, Mi'isle Chatzin Nezek, but if we're assuming like Sumchus, that even Tsroros pays Nezek Shalim, why would there be Chatzin Nezek even on the next thing that it breaks? So again, the animal pecked away at a rope, the rope snapped, the Dali fell and broke, and then when it broke, a piece of the Dali went and shot somewhere else and then broke something else. So we're saying you pay Nezek Shalim on the Dali and Chatzin Nezek on the something else that Dali hit. But according to Sumchus, it's all Tsroros, and Tsroros pays Nezek Shalim, so it should all be Nezek Shalim. V'chitema, oh, I know what you're going to tell me, that Shaini Le Sumchus pay Nezek Kocho Lekoch Kocho. When did Sumchus say you pay Nezek Shalim on Tsroros? That's when it was Kocho, a typical case of Tsroros, that the animal stepped on a rock, the rock shot out and hit a Kli. That's Kocho. What if that Kli that the rock hit then shattered into a million pieces, and one of those pieces went and shot and broke another Kli? That's Koach Kocho. Maybe in the case of Koach Kocho, where it's another step removed, Sumchus is going to be Moda that it's Chatzin Nezek. So in this case as well, with the Dali, the animal pecked away at the rope snapped, the Dali broke, the broken piece of the Dali went and broke something else, so the broken Dali is Kocho, there's something else is Koach Kocho, and that's why it's Nezek Shalim for the Dali and the Chatzin Nezek for the next thing that it broke. But yeah, but if that were the case, fella, Hadabai Ravashi, Koach Kocho, Sumchus, Kocho Dami, Lav Kocho Dami, Tivshalei, Lav Kocho Dami, then this would be a great raya to the Shaila that Ravashi asked, because Ravashi wasn't sure, does Sumchus hold that Koach Kocho is also Chatzin Nezek, or does Sumchus hold that Koach Kocho is Nezek Shalim? So this would be Poshit, that yes, that he holds that Koach Kocho is Chatzin Nezek. Elav Rabbanan Hishma, Amina Basar Mei Karazinan. No, it must be, since we don't want to be Poshit, Sumchus, the Shaila of Ravashi from here, it must be that we're assuming that this is going like the Rabbanan, that you normally pay Chatzin Nezek on Tsroros. Why then do you pay Nezek Shalim on the Dali? Because Basar Meikar Azlinan. We view the Dali not as Kocho, but as a direct hit. And that's why you're going to pay Nezek Shalim. So the Gemara rejects. No, I'm Rabbi Bar Baye, the Kazel Minei. The Bryce is not talking about a case where Tarnagolim were Menaka the Hevel until the Dali fell and broke. Maybe it's talking about a case where the Tarnagol snapped the rope and then pushed the Dali with its own body until it went and it broke. So therefore, even if we look at the Shas Shvira Sakli, but that was in Niske Gufo, it was not Niske Tsoros. The Shvira Sakli actually happened directly by the Tarnagol, and therefore it's not a Raya at all. So now, Bayi Rava, Chatzin Nezek Tsoros, a new Shaila now. When we say that you pay Chatzin Nezek Tsoros, Me Gufo Meshalim, Me Aliyah Meshalim, meaning we know that Shor Tam, that Gors, is going to pay Chatzin Nezek only Me Gufo, that there's a limitation only up until the value of the mazik animal itself. So is that a rule in Chatzin Nezek, that whenever Chatzin Nezek is paid, there's always this limitation of Megufo? Or is that just a din by Keren, that it's Meshuna and it's Keren, so it pays Chatzin Nezek Megufo? But when you have Tsroros, which is not Meshuna, so maybe you pay Nezek Shalem. Maybe you pay Chatzin Nezek Min Aliyah. Maybe there is no limitation that you only pay up until the value of the animal that was mazik. So Megufo, Mishalem Dalash, Chatzin Nezek Mishalem. Do we say that it pays Megufo because Chatzin Nezek, wherever else we have Chatzin Nezek, it pays Megufo? Or maybe no, maybe you pay Min Aliyah because we never find Regel that pays Megufo. Whenever something is Orche, whenever something is the normal way for it to damage, it's always paying Min Aliyah. So Shittim Gvetzes raises a question in the name of the Gilyon, why doesn't Rava learn Kal V'chomer from Niske Keren? That just like Keren, the Bailim is chayev to pay even when it damages in Rosh Hasharabim, and nevertheless it only has this limitation of Megufo, so it has this kula of Megufo. So Tsroros, where you're Pater Rosh Hasharabim, where it's more Kal, you're Pater Rosh Hasharabim, for sure it should have this limitation of Megufo. So the Shittim Gvetzes points out that the whole suffix of Rava is the gedra of the Halach L'Moshe Misinai of Tsroros. What did the Halach L'Moshe Misinai do? Was it being makel on Tsroros of Regel to only pay chatzi nezek, or is the din of tashlum and aliyah remains just like regular regel? Meaning, there's no suffix that by regular regel, and if an animal just steps on something as it's walking, that it's going to pay nezek shalim min ha'aliyah. There's no suffix that that's min ha'aliyah. So the whole suffix over here is Tzoros pretty much regular regel with the one modification that it's chatzi nezek? Is that all the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim did? Or did the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim fundamentally change the ofen atashlum, the way of paying over here? That the ofen atashlum is not the regular regel. It now becomes like keren, and keren is chatzi nezek migufo, not min ha'aliyah. So the Gemara tries to bring rayas. Tashma, hidus eino muad, v'yesham reza muad. That we have this machlokas in the Braisa. If a tarnagol broke something by jumping on it, so is it a muad or not? So hidus al kadaita. Why? You think we're talking about the animal literally broke a kli by jumping on it? So then is there any havamini you wouldn't pay nezek shalem? That would be the total derech of a tarnagol to do. It's not a shinoi at all. It's just regular regel. Elolav hidus vihitis. No, the case must be that it jumped on a kli and the kli shot out and broke troros of the kli shot out. The animal jumped on Tzoros, and Tzoros dropped, shot out and broke something else. And the machlokas is, the one that says that it's Eino Muad holds that when you're paying for Chatzinez of Tzoros, you're paying Migufo. So it has a din of a short time through and through, both as far as the payment being only chatzi nezek, as well as the limitation of megufo. Umandi amar muad, and the one that says muad kasavr min aliyah mishalim holds that it's a muad in that you pay min aliyah. Meaning, he's also saying you only pay chatzi nezek. The phrase muad in that case does not mean chatzi nezek. It means that it does not mean nezek shalim. Rather, it means that even though you're paying chatzi nezek, it's similar to a muad in that you're mishalim in aliyah and not megufo. So says Mar Lo, that is not what the Bryce is talking about. But plug to the Simchus Rabbanon Kamithli, they're actually arguing whether it's Chatzin Nezek and Nezek Shalem. It's not that everyone agrees it's Chatzin Nezek and Chatzin Nezek Shoros and the whole Machlokas is Min Aliyah or Migufo. No, the Machlokas in the Bryce is, do you pay Chatzin Nezek or do you pay Nezek Shalem? Which is a well known Machlokas Tanai between Simchus and the Rabbanon. Do Shoros pay Chatzin Nezek or Shoros pay Nezek Shalem? So Tashima says Mar. Let's bring a raya from a Mishnah on Daf Chaf Aleph. Hakelev shenot al chararev. If you have a dog that takes a loaf of bread that was sitting on coals, and he takes it with the gecholim that are attached to it, so there's a bread and still has hot burning coals on the bottom of it. V'halach legadish, and he goes to a place, a pile of a stack of hay. V'achal acharara, and he eats the bread, v'hidlikas hagadish, and the coals that the bread is attached to light the pile of hay on fire. So ala chararim mishalim nezek shalim, on the bread that he ate he has to pay nezek shalim, that's shame. V'al hagadish mishalim chatzi nezek, but on the gadish he only pays chatzi nezek. My time, well, what's the reason that he only pays chatzi nezek on the gadish? Lav mishum davi lutzroros, isn't it because it's viewed as tzroros because he didn't burn the entire gadish begufo, he put the on one spot, and then the fire went out and burnt the entire gadish. So isn't that like Tzoros? Vitani Allah, and even though it's Tzoros, we learned a Tosefta that explains that Mishnah, Mishal Chatzin Azek, Megufo, that you pay Megufo, and not Min Aliyah. So there's a Raya that Tzoros pays Megufo. So says Mar Vitizbra, you think you can explain that he pays Chatzin Azek because of Tzoros? Rabbi Lazar, according to Rabbi Lazar, who disagrees with the Tanakhama and holds that you pay Nezek Shalem on the entire Gadish, even the Shitaso, you only pay Migufo of the Kelev? That can't be. If it were Tzoros of Regel, it wouldn't make any sense. Nezek Shalem Migufe Mi Ashkechan, meaning if the presumption of that Mishnah is that the payment is happening Migufe, then Rabbi Lazar Shita doesn't make any sense, because Rabbi Lazar Shita is they pay Nezek Shalem, and no one ever pays Nezek Shalem Migufo. Ella, what you have to say is that the reason that you don't pay The reason that you pay the reason for the chiyuv on the Gaddish is not because it's Sroros of Regel, but rather it's Sroros of Keren. Kigon Deshani Bahab Gacheles. It's that the Kelev did something Meshuna in the Nezek that it did with the Gacheles, that it took the Gacheles with its mouth and put it on the Gaddish. And the Tanakama holds that you pay Chatzi Nezek like a Keren Tam. And Reb Lazar, who says you pay Nezek Shalim in that case, that's because he holds that Keren Tam also pays Nezek Shalim. So that's why you're paying Nezek Shalim. But this has nothing to do with Sroros of Regel. Meaning our whole Shaila is when you pay Chatzin Nezek Sroros, do you pay Megufo or do you pay Minaliyah? Right? That was our whole Shaila. But the case that we're talking about with the dog, with the coal, is not a case of Regel at all. It's not Sroros of Regel. It's a case of Keren. It's a case where the dog did something unusual. And in the case of Keren, so then you have that Machlokas, whether it pays Chatzin Nezek or Nezek Shalim. But certainly if it's going to pay Chatzin Nezek, it's going to be Megufo Velohi. Says Gemara, no, you don't have to say that the Machlokas Tanakam and Reb Lazar is about such a case. It could be that they argue about Sroros. My time of Mukman Tla Krabi Tarfon, why do we have to say that it's talking about Niske Keren and that Reb Lazar holds like Krabi Tarfon? Mishum Nezek Shalim. It must be because Reb Lazar said you paid Nezek Shalim, Megufo, and it can't. So how could it be that Reb Lazar would say that you pay Nezek Shalim Megufo in Sroros of Regel? But Reb Lazar suffered Kesumchus. It could be Reb Lazar holds like Sumchus. Tomer Sroros Nezek Shalim Mishalim. V'sav the Krabi Tomer Tzad Thomas B'mkom Omedes. No, maybe there is such a thing that you pay Nezek Shalim and there's still this limitation of Megufo. How could there be? How could that be? Because maybe you hold like Sumchus that Sroros pays Nezek Shalim. But how does that Nezek Shalim work? Is it that it's Chatzi Nezek plus the other half? Or is it that, no, there's no din Chatzi Nezek at all on Sroros. It's just a din of Nezek Shalim. Nafkamina would be that initial Chatzi doesn't have a limitation of Megufo. Meaning when Sumchus says that Sroros pays Nezek Shalim, does Sumchus just say, it's a regular payment, the Nezek Shalim, which means it has no limitation. There's no Megufo, everything is Min Aliyah. Or maybe no, maybe Sumchus means that not only do you pay the Chatzi Nezek that the Chacham until you have to pay, which has its own limitation of Megufo, but you have an additional Chatzi Nezek without the limitation of Megufo. So it could be that you hold that first half of the Nezek that you're paying for is actually limited to Megufo. So since Rabbi Lazar holds like Sumchus and like Rabbi Yehuda, so when the Bailin pays Nezek Shalim for Tzroros of Regel, like a Sharmuad, he's going to pay Chatzi Megufa Behema, like a Shartam, and Chatzi from Mibesa, like a Sharmuad. And when it says that you're only paying Megufo, it's going on that first half that you're paying. So Gemara says, where does Rabbi Yehuda say that there's such a thing that you're paying Nezek Shalem, but the first half is just with all the limitations of a tam? That's where something was a tam and then it became a muad. But does he hold such a thing on something that was always a muad that never had a period of tamus, meaning a shor that was a muad to begin with, but such as Niske Tzroros, because Niske Tzroros, according to Sumchus, you pay Nezek Shalim on the first time. So Sumchus is going to say even in that case, Rabbi Yehuda would say even in that case, you pay Chatzi Nezek Megufo, and then the second Chatzi Nezek is Min Aliyah. There is no Tzad Tamus B'Mekom HaMedes. There never was a Tzad Tamus on something that started out as a muad. Meaning when you're dealing with Keren, the first three times Keren damages, you pay Chatzi Nezek because it's a tam. And then the third time, then it's going to be muad, it's going to be Nezek Shalim. So you could say such a svara of Tzad Tamus B'Mekom HaMedes. It's a tam plus. But when you're dealing with Sroros, according to Sumchus, it was never a tam. The very first time it was already Nezek Shalim. So it doesn't make sense to use the phrase Tzad Tamus B'Mekom HaMedes. El Kikam Reb Lazar Nezek Shalim Kigon Tayayi. No, maybe when Reb Lazar says that the Bala Kelev pays Nezek Shalim, it's in a case where it did Sroros three times. And it became, meaning maybe in a Chinami, Reb Lazar agrees that Sroros pays only Chatzi Nezek, but once it does it three times, it becomes a muad for Sroros, and it pays Nezek Shalim. And that's Gufa the Machlokas between between the Chum and Reb Lazar, that Marsav Yesh Hadal Tzoros. Reb Lazar holds that Tzoros could become a muad for Tzoros, or Marsav Ein Hadal Tzoros. And the Chum say, no, the Chiyuv of Tzoros is a Tolda of Regel, and there's no such thing as a muad for Regel, in Niske Regel. They're muad mitchilasam when it comes to Regel, and nevertheless they only pay Chatzin Nezek, so I don't care how many times it does it, it's always only going to pay Chatzin Nezek. So since the Chachamim hold that you pay Chatzin Nezek of Tzoros migufa behema, we could be poshet the suffix of Rabba, that the entire Tashlum of Niske Tzoros is migufa behema and not min aliyah. So that ultimately answers the question. So the Gemara asks on another suffix of Rava, based on this machlokas, based on the way we just explained this, Ela hadabai Rava, yesh hadal tzoros ve'en hadal tzoros. Well, now Rava's shaila, whether there's such a thing as a muad tzoros or not, well, now it's not a shaila anymore, because we just pointed out that it's machlokas tanaim. Either Rabbanan ein hadal tzoros, either Rabbi Lazar, yesh hadal tzoros. It's very straightforward. It's a machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Lazar, whether tzoros becomes a muad, whether tzoros happens enough times, the animal's going to pay nezek shalem. So Amalach Rava, Rava could answer that Kimi Bayle Lididi, when did I raise this issue of Yesh Adal Tzoros? Is Alibud Rabbanan de Peligi Alid Sumchus? Is only within the Sheet of the Chum that disagree with Sumchus that holds that Tzoros pays Chatzi Nezek? So then there's room for a suffix that once the animal does it three times, do we say that now it pays Nezek Shalem? Aval Hacha, but this Machlokas Tanoim about the Kelev that was not Al Harara and went to the Goddish is not assuming like the Chachamim. Bein Rabbanan, Bein Rablazar, Kisum. The Rabban and Rabbi Lazar in the machlokas about the Kelev that took the Harara and lit the Gadish on fire, the both Shitos are assuming, like Sumchus, that's Da'amar, Tzoros Nezek Shalem Shalem, that Tzoros pays Nezek Shalem. The time I am I, Yom Rabban Chatzin Nezek, why did the Chum say that in that case you only pay Chatzin Nezek? The Shani Velo Iyayit, because he did it with a Shinoi, and it didn't do it three times, which means that it's like a din of a short time. Rabbi Tavron Rabban Kamifli, and the machlokas is the machlokas between Rabbi Tavron and the Chum about a short time that gores Bereshus Nizik, that according to Rabbi Lazar that the sheet of Rabbi Lazar is like Rabbi Tavron, that it pays Nezek Shalem, and the sheet of the Chum is that a short time that gores Bereshus Nizik is just like a short time that gores Bereshus Rabbim, and therefore it only pays Chatzi Nezek. Meaning this goes back to that machlokas that we had. What if a short time damages in a Rishus HaNizik, meaning we know that there's a machlokas in Rishus HaRabim by a short time, whether it's that we know that the halacha is that a short time in Rishus HaRabim is Chatzi Nezek, but there's a machlokas by a short time in Rishus HaNizik, is it Nezek Shalem or is it Chatzi Nezek? So it could be that's the very machlokas over here. So it could be that the machlokas Tanoim is not by Niske Tzroros, where it's just a regular Tzroros, it's about Niske Keren, and therefore you can't be poshut the suffix whether Yesh HaDal Tzoros or Ena HaDal Tzoros, and you also can't be poshut the suffix whether Niske Tzoros pays Migufo or Min Aliyah. So based on that, even though according to Rabbi Tavron, short time is no Geach Brishus and Nizik is Mishalim Nezik Shalim like a short Muad, but it's only Mishalim Migufo like a short time. So the Gemara says Emor the Shamalei Rabbi Tavron Nezik Shalim Migufo Mishamalei. But are you sure? Rabbi Tavron says that you pay Nezik Shalim when a short time gores in Rishus and Nizik. Does he say that it still has that limitation of Migufo? I mean, that's what you seem to be assuming. So says Gemara, because Me'echamaisi, though, where does Rabbi Tavron learn that a short time that gores in Rishus HaNizik pays Nezek Shalem? Mi Keren, Rishus Rabim. He learns it from Keren that pays Chatzin Nezek in Rishus Rabim, that we are more machmir in Rishus HaNizik to pay Nezek Shalem. So, Daya Labam and Adin, Lios Kanidon. But you can't make it more chummer than the Melamed. Just like Keren in Rishus Rabim only pays Migufo, so Keren Rishus HaNizik is also going to pay Migufo. So, it says, Rabbi Tavron, Lesley Dayo. But Rabbi Tavron must not hold of this rule of Dayo, that you can't, that the Lamad can't be more chamor than the Malamed. Because after all, Keren Rishus Rabim is only paying Chatzi Nezek, and that's being malamed about Keren Rishus HaNizik paying Nezek Shalem. So by definition, Rabbi Tavron is denying the principle of Dayo. Now, Kiles Le Dayo Echa Demafrich Kal V'Chomer. When does Rabbi Tavron not hold of Dayo? That's only if the Dayo is going to ruin your whole Kal V'Chomer, and the whole Kal V'Chomer is meant to teach that Keren Rishus HaNizik pays Nezek Shalem. But Echa Demafrich Kal V'Chomer is Le Dayo. But if the Kal V'Chomer can remain intact, he's going to apply the principle of Dayo, and therefore therefore it's while it will be Nezek Shalem, it's only going to be Nezek Shalem in Gufo. Now we had mentioned this Shaila of Yesh Adal Tzoros or Ein Adal Tzoros, so the Gemara goes back to that Shaila. Gufo, Bai Rav, Yesh Adal Tzoros or Ein Adal Tzoros. If Tzoros happens enough times, does it transition to Nezek Shalem? So the Keren Medamin and Lay Odom told the Regalu. Do we make it like Keren that after three times it pays Nezek Shalem? Or do we say, no, it's a Told of Regal, so it stays consistent? Tashma, Raya number one. Hidus Ein Amuad, V'yesha Mereza Amuad. The price that we keep on quoting. Machlokas, whether Hidus is Muad or not. So Hidus Al Kadai Tachbar, if an animal jumps on Kalim, of course, and breaks them, of course it's a Muad. Eli Hidus V'hitis. No, it's a case of Tzroros. So what are they arguing about, whether it's Muad or not? Mailav Kon David Tlas Zimni. Aren't they arguing about a case where it happened three times above? Mifli Marsa V'yesha Da, Marsa V'reina Da. And the question is, does it become a Muad? Lo, B'chad Zimna. Some of that happened only once. So plucked the Sumchus Rabbanu Kamifli. And Zmachlok, Sumchus and the Chamim, what the din is, by Tzroros, to Tzroros pay, Nezek Shalim, or Chatzi Nezek. Try another Raya. Tashma, Behema Shetila Galalim Le'isa, an animal defecated on a doe and ruined it. So that is considered, is not from the Guf of the Behema, it's from the Koach of the Behema. So it's like Tzroros. Revidom Rasham Nezek Shalim, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Chatzi Nezek. Machlok is whether it's Nezek Shalim or Chatzi Nezek. What are they arguing about? My love, Gondav, Tlos Zimni. Isn't it talking about that this happened three times already? That Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's now a Muad and therefore it's going to pay Nezek Shalem, and Rabbi Lazar holds that no, it's still a Tam and it only pays Chatzi Nezek. Lo, Bechad Zimno, Plukta Sumchus Rabbanu Kamifgi. It happened only once, and it's Machlokas Rabbanu and Sumchus about Tzroros in general. Vamashunu, but isn't this Mashuna? Didachak Le'alma. It's not Mashuna. It happened where there was no other place for the animal to relieve itself. Vilema Rabbi Yehuda, Allah Sumchus, Vilema Rabbi Lazar, Allah. So why don't they just attribute to the Tanoim who originally held these Shitos? Just say, Allah like Sumchus, Allah like the Rabbanan. Galalim Itzrichalei. There's a Chiddush in the fact that it was Matil Galalim. Salkatay Techamino Hol Basar Gufig Ririn. I might have thought that since it comes directly out of the animal's body, Kigufe Dami, it should therefore be considered Kigufo and not Tzroros. Kamash Malah, and that's why it's coming to teach me a Chiddush that this is still called Tzroros. Okay, we have one more Raya to do in this discussion. So Ben Shem will pick up with Tashema, the Tani Rami Vari Cheskel. Tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.
Yes, it is also called. Yeah.